and welcome to Up the Villa podcast. If you are new to our channel, subscribe, drop this video a like, and get involved in the comment section down below. So delighted we've got Ashley Priest on the episode today as well. And all we want to know is what time is Conor Gallagher coming?
I like the opening tune, yeah, that's pretty good. I'll bop him the other way then. But yeah, Conor Gallagher, he's a name on everyone, isn't he, really? I think from what I'm being hearing, he's readily available. Bit of uproar at Chelsea at the moment, changing director of football. But yeah, I'm speaking to colleagues down at Chelsea. They do say Thomas Tuchel likes him, but it all depends. He'll go back in pre-season. He wants assurances over he can play. I think Villa would be one of a number of clubs sniffing around. What's the crack with him? And I think he fits the bill perfectly for me. I'd have him in a heartbeat. I don't know what you lads think, but given his performance at Palace last season, I think he's a Gerrard player straight away. Energy, everything about it.
We've been doing these like transfer hub videos, and to be fair, there's been no direct link to Villa as the really, but
no.
I'm chomping for him. I want a player coming in, gracing the headband, and yeah, I'm with you. I just think he'd be brilliant in a Villa shirt, and I think he's exactly what we're missing, and I just hope that if he's available, then.
Yeah,
hope we're all over it. So what are they back in training next week then, Villa?
Next week from Monday, be staggered returns. A few people who have later arrivals, and it was Horahan's wedding over the last couple of days as well. So McGinn and whatnot. So staggered returns. It'd be the likes of Mings, Watkins. Those who didn't go well international duty. They'll be the first to check back in, and it'd be just fitness drills and testing and bleep tests and. Yeah, I don't miss doing them. So yeah, all hands to the pump. I'm trying to speak to a couple of lads who had a pre-season with Gerrard at Rangers, see what it's like and a bit of insight that way. So I'll if you drop a story soon on that one, just to get a bit of insight how Gerrard likes to work in pre-season. Had a bit of a blow, didn't he, losing Beal? He's inevitable though, wasn't it? I think, and they acted quickly to get Critchley in. Been speaking to people about that Tony Carr's under 23 coach, really, really high regarded him. So that's a good appointment as well. So lots of things bubbling away in the background, and yeah, I'm just pleased to see Villa act so quickly when Beal left it last month.
Yeah,
no, we still need to get an under-23 manager in as well, don't we?
Yeah. It's a bit of a funny title, isn't it? Phase development coach and all this. It's just, I think he's going to head it up though, Ryan. Tony Carr, he'll head up the 23s as well. I think Boateng's still there as well. But yeah, it seems positive given the conversations I've had as well.
Going to be interesting for them to have Critchley in there, isn't it? It's going to be new to them because I watched Martinez's piece he did with Foster on that bit, and he was saying that, you know, Beal was doing everything like a second manager. So it's going to be interesting to see what that relationship is like, Critchley and Gerrard. Has it changed or something? That's going to be interesting to keep an eye on, isn't it?
Yeah, I think Critchley's had experience being the main man at Blackpool, hasn't he? So that'll help. I think he'll slot in seamlessly. And yeah, new man around the place. And it'll be interesting to see the insight he gives as well. So, yeah, good appointments all round. And hopefully we see a few more rovers on the football pitch now.
Yeah, and I think there's going to be a couple of departures, isn't there? I think... What are your thoughts on Douglas Luiz? Because there's this rumour tonight of AC Milan sort of having talks to him. There's talks that the representatives were with Roma. So... It does look like he's off, doesn't it, I think?
It does, yeah. I've continued to ask Gerrard about Douglas' contract situation, what's the crack, and he was probably pretty cold about it, really. Nothing new to report. Whereas he spoke about other players, so his teammates said, we want to keep him, Carney being an example. And he's been quite open about that. Whereas Douglas, it's been a bit of a closed book, Gerrard has. I've been on to Douglas's representative this week as well, just quiet, nothing happening. Obviously, I think he's back in Brazil at the moment as well. He's still on holiday. But, yeah, interesting dynamic. Obviously, he's birds and leashes as well, isn't he? So, how would he take that? But we'll see. But, yeah, a lot of interest in Douglas from Italy. Roma links continually. And, obviously, this week, AC Milan stepping it up as well. So, good player for me. I'll keep him. I like him. I do. He's only 23. I think it makes sense for him to sign a new deal. But I'm unsure if he has been offered a new long-term deal.
Yeah,
I don't know how I'd feel if he left.
How do you mean?
I feel like you said, he's 23 years old, and I feel like there's still potential to be on
loads.
I think Gerrard is that man that could unlock it. He's been like a top pro, isn't he? all through his stay at Villa, he's played out of position. He's just gotten with it. He hasn't moaned. He gives 100%. Yes, he's had lapses of form here and there, but who hasn't during this 3-year period? You can go back to Grealish and say he's had lapses of form in that period as well. So I just feel like there's still something more to come from him. And it'd be a shame to lose him. But I think if he did go to Italy and Serie A, he'd thrive. The technical ability, the game's a little bit slower there. I think he really, really would thrive over there a lot.
Yeah, I think it'd be a big mistake if you're going to let him go personally as well. I'm on board with Ryan, what he's saying. Great, great technician. And he's had to do a job as a number six. He's not a number six. He's quite small in physique. But he put himself about and you see him on the pitch. You see him barking orders. And he's been here since 2019 now. He's well in with the dressing room. I'd keep him. 23 years old. Scary potential. And I'd like to see him tied down to a new deal. But we'll see what happens.
I think this situation is coming at of the detriment to our problems in central midfield over the last couple of years. I think because we haven't been able to shoehorn him in the right position, it's just left it a bit chaotic. And I don't know. I've just felt like he never feels part of Villa. I don't know. That's just the vibe I've always had. I've just never felt like he feels like he's been a part of the club and the midfield, to be fair. So, yeah, I'm with you guys. I feel like it'll be one of those. It'll be like a Veretu, won't it? It'll be a bit like a Drissa Garner guy. Like, very, very good players, but just for us, not at the right time, I guess. I don't know. I just feel like it's a bit of a weird one. So, Chuka Maker's tearing it up, isn't he, for the England under 19s? That's another one. Again, I feel like he's going to go, I do. I feel like he's waited and waited and waited. And I think he's highlighted this tournament as his moment. He's going to shine. And I think everyone else circulating him are just going to go on him after this. What's your thoughts, everyone?
Yeah, there's a ridiculous amount of scouts over there at the moment. I think he's using this as a springboard. I think that was always the plan. I got the Euros in the summer. I want to be that one of the main men in that. And I think the big European clubs will circle. That's always the plan with him. Obviously, he's rejected, I think, two or three deals. He was after the Leeds game. He asked Gerard about Carney, and he's quite open about that. We've offered him a new deal. We can't do no more. So, he'll come back after the Euros, and I think he'll have countless offers. I don't know what fee Villa will get for him now. What one year remaining. Huge potential. He's only 18. Pretty small fee. I'm guessing that, but it's up to him. It's up to the end of the day. I think he wants it all now. I think he wants to run before he can walk. We've seen, obviously, the Burnley game was a bit unfair. He came in from the cold, got a rare start there. And I think he needs to be a bit more patient. I think next season could be the one for him. If he knuckles down, Gerard, if you keep your shirt, he's one of them. He's one of the managers, Gerard. If you play well, you keep your shirt. And I think Carney wants it all now. He wants a manager to trust him, wants a manager to be okay with him making mistakes. He wants a manager who'll play him every week. So, yeah, that one's still up in the air at the moment. It's going to be a bit of an intriguing next few weeks with Carney. He will, really will.
Ryan, what are your thoughts, Chuka Maker?
It's hard. We're like in limbo land, aren't we? Because watching the other day and he's scoring an assist and you go, yes, Chuka Maker. And then you realise that he hasn't signed a contract and he could be gone in a couple of weeks. So it is difficult. Like him at this level, like the FA Youth last season and this under-19 tournament, he's a beast. He's like, it's cheat mode, isn't it? Everyone tweets about cheat mode. And he's exactly that. He just looks like a man amongst boys. But then on the Premier League stage, he did struggle a bit. I do like, though, him in midfield, like facing the play. I think he really struggled in that number 10. And it's a difficult position to play for some of the best players in the world in the Premier League, let alone an 18-year-old. If Luiz does move on and Sanson moves on, then there's a space in that midfield. There's a chance to go and climb your shirt. There's a chance to learn off Gerrard. And kid, you're 18 years old. And if you back yourself as much as you do, just sign that contract, get your head down, get a couple more years under your belt at Villa, then the world is your oyster, really. And if we're not accelerating at the same pace as him, then he moves on, doesn't he? And he's got his choice of suitors. But I hope he does stay, to be fair. It'd be nice to continue that journey with him and that growth with him, and just be an excellent youth player for Aston Villa. Because you know, as a Villa fan, we get behind the youth players, don't we? We get behind our boys, and you know, the support he'd get if he was fully on board and contract signed up would be immense, wouldn't it?
Yeah, unreal. They'd be calling for him to start now, at the start of the season, obviously. Yeah, there'd be a real good reaction to that. So hopefully that happens.
Yes. So an area where we've had a lot of rumours is in defence and the left-back area. We've had Borna Sosa, Quentin Merlin, Sergio Gomez. So it looks like the left-back area is really, really highlighting to bring someone in.
Yeah.
You think that is the main area which we're looking at the minute?
Well, it's just cover for Luka Dean, isn't it? That's, everyone knows that. That's a fact. Obviously, with Target going, there's a space there. I think Ben Crescent's too early for him. So, yeah, Gerrard's looking for a player to come in to rival Luka Dean. No names floating about yet. They've all gone quiet on that front. And it'll be intriguing to see. I think they'll go young with it. I think they'll go quite young. And like you say, an injury to Luka Dean, you're starting every week, aren't you? So it's a nice proposition for the future target to come in. So we'll see with that one. Look, it's gone quiet on the left-back front. It really has. No names in the frame just yet, but that'll ramp up next week. And I fully expect Villa to sign a new left-back, before the start of the season, for sure. Before the start of pre-season, sorry. So, yeah, left-back, centre midfield. I think still light in there. What's a crack with Douglas? Like you say, Carney, Morgan Sansa. And then up front, it's an intriguing one. Cameron Archer. What do you guys reckon of him? Just bang him in, any for fun?
Yeah, I think he's in a... Keep him. All season, I think he's got to stay. I just don't think alone will.
No,
what's it gonna do? Do you know what I mean? Like, we know he scores goals, and there's five subs next season. So, you know, I think it's gonna be interesting pre season to see what Gerrard is doing formation wise. Is it a two up top or is it the one? And you know, if it's two up top, then I'd probably say we maybe would need another striker because that only leaves you with Archer, doesn't it, really?
Yeah.
So, I just feel like it's going to be interesting. What are you thinking
about? How do you feel about the right-back position? Because, obviously, we've got Matty Cash. I think Kessler's going to be looked at in pre-season along with Archer. But if Kessler is not quite ready, do you think we need to get a backup for Cash as well? Because with the World Cup in between, these games are coming thick and fast, and then wing backs are like, it's a tough position, and you are box to box. You know, you're doing more than the eight, really, the distance you're covering. So it's takes an awful lot out of you. So we do need, I think, some cover. I don't know what Ashley Young hasn't signed the new deal yet, has he?
Not just yet. Still away on holiday.
Yeah, so I feel like right back we could be a bit short as well. So it feels at the minute like the calm before the storm, doesn't it, this little period? And I think once they get back into pre-season and a couple depart, then I think it will just start snowballing on it and a couple more will come in.
Yeah, full-back position's massive for Gerrard, as you know. It's like you say, Cash had a great season last season. Picks up an injury, you're short, isn't you, straight away? So, I think you make a fantastic point there, Ryan. Freddie Gilbert, he'll probably head out. Another bit of Freddie, but yeah, I think it could be an area as well, right back, definitely.
I know, like, Chambers can play there, Konsa can play there, but when you're fitting into Gerrard's formation, you could do it for a game, couldn't you?
For
what he wants as a modern fullback, it's a different calibre of player to what them guys can fill in at.
No, any goals, up and down, energy, creativity, you need it all, yeah.
So at this early stage, Ashley, what would you say is the aim for next season?
Now you're asking. I went big last season. I think I went seventh last season. So I need to be careful what I say here.
We all said eighth.
It's got to be around that ballpark, hasn't it? It's got to be. I know it's 14th last season. What wasn't good enough by any stretch. So it's got to be top eight, surely. Top eight. I think I'll go with you boys from last season. It's got to kick on big time. And I'd like to win a cup, but easier said than done. So good cup run. And the top eight finish.
We've already decided on this podcast, right? We're going on two massive cup runs. It's already in the bag. We've demanded it. It's happening.
It's all depends on the draw. We always get Manu away third round. So it'd be nice to avoid them and have a good draw for once. So, we've got a good, decent cup team, aren't they? Obviously, FA Cup survived us the last few years, given situations there. So, we're in the cup doubling and a top eight finish. That'd be decent.
Sorted, isn't it?
Yeah. I just think, like, I've seen someone the other day, I don't know why they were doing it so early, but putting like a predicted lineup for Bournemouth first game of the season. And at the minute, I would say I just don't feel comfortable with what we got at the minute. I'm still thinking for us to go where I hope we can go to, I'm thinking we need a new central midfielder, a left back, possibly a striker, and then I'd feel a lot better, I think.
Yeah.
I think at the minute I'm still a bit, although we've got Kamara, the midfield, I'm just a bit, I don't know, I'm a bit edgy with it.
Yeah, they've got to kick on, haven't they? McGinn and Ramsey. Obviously, McGinn had a bit of an up and down season. Ramsey, obviously, brilliant. Can he back that up now? All eyes will be on Ramsey now. Can you repeat that form? Easy said than done. Obviously, I think he went under the radar last season. I think opposition midfielders thought, oh, I can deal with him. And Ramsey went under the radar and did what he did. So, big season for JJ. It really is. He needs to back that up. And obviously, McGinn, he needs to find that consistency, play a bit higher, get a bit more goals. McGinn's goals record at Villa is not good enough for me, given what he can do at Scotland. So, all eyes on them, pair. I like your sound with you, Luke. I think we need a new central midfielder to really bolster them ranks. And hopefully, Douglas stays as well and can kick on. And new striker, Watkins and Ings. What do you reckon to them? Watkins, obviously, the main man to start opening day. Can I hit it off next season? What do you reckon?
Yeah, well, we've said as well a couple of episodes ago that we really think Ings is going to step it up a bit.
Yeah.
Stephen Ward on, and he was saying that Ings is really happy at Villa, but him himself would admit that it wasn't probably good enough last season and
you
know, form and pre-season. So I think I'm backing Ings to have, like, a really good season.
Good shout. Like you say, he's bedded in now, isn't he, as well? It was a bit of a shock move for him as well. He didn't even tell his old man, did he? He's moving to Villa last summer. Happened quite quickly. He's had to bed in. Watkins was the main man at the time. And he's a bit up and down, wasn't he? So hopefully, same as Brendan as well. I think I'm going to see much more of him next season as well. And what can Coutinho do with the full season, a full pre-season behind them? So, yeah, there's quite excited about that as well. And sprinkling a couple of other additions. Should do the job, but proof's in the pudding. And bit of pressure on Gerrard for you, first few games, or what do you reckon? Needs to have to a flyer, or
what are you saying, Ryan?
I think, right, with the season ticket prices going up instantly, regardless of the start of the season we have, there's pressure there, isn't there? Because you know what our fan base are like. Oh, I'm paying for this crap, you know. You can just see it now, and every right as well, because it has been like a steep increase. But I think he's got until like the World Cup period, and I think he's got that in the bank. It's still early days for Gerrard. I fully back him. I do like him. I do like his philosophy. I do like the way he's trying to play, the mentality that he's trying to get within not just the first team squad, but the whole club. As one. I think he's got time in the bank for now. That World Cup's going to be dodgy for managers, isn't it? Because everyone's going to sit back.
Yeah, 100%.
There'll be a few nervous managers in that period.
I think it'll be an interesting one. But I think if you look at like last season as a whole with Gerrard, from when he came, we were eighth, weren't we? The whole season we were eighth. So I think that was decent. But for me, it's just that inconsistency, like what you were saying about McGinn, just performing on a steady level across the whole season. I don't want like no massive ups and then loads of downs. I just want it flat. Do you know what I mean?
I think as the competition improves, you seem like Buendia. I thought he played his best football when Coutinho came in and took his place, and he was fighting for it back. Yeah. I think you put someone in the middle there, capable of taking the shirt off Ramsey and McGinn, because comfortably. They were our middle two, weren't they? Comfortably all season. McGinn knew he's starting every game, but there's pressure on him, and he has to maintain that quality that he has got, and he can produce on a regular basis. I think that's where the whole squad improves on it with that competition. Decent competition.
Yeah, massive.
We don't want to be able to name our strongest 11, do we? We want debates every week of who's playing the best, who's on the best form. You know, we don't want to see the same predicted lineup every week. And for the last 2-3 years, you could nail it, couldn't you? Straight away.
Easy.
And I think consistency is key next year. But that October, you know, them six games with them games like there's three in the middle, isn't there, like in the space of a week or something. If you can get out of that in a good position, you're laughing, really, because you've only got two games in November, two games in December. You're in January. You know, you could be in a really, really good position. So I just want to see us really, really solid for 38 games, you know, and take points off the top six, which we haven't done, have we?
That's the one for me as well. I've got to beat some of the big boys next season. Really ruffle a few feathers and just make a bit of a statement, and that can snowball into a bit of momentum, a bit of confidence, and you're rolling then, ain't you? So, yeah, I've got to beat a few of the big boys next season, but yeah.
I remember when O'Neill done it. You know, we went a whole season, we didn't even get close to the big six. Then we beat Chelsea early doors, 2-0. I think Mourinho got the sack not long after that. Yeah. And then after that, it snowballed. We had the confidence to go and beat them, United away, beating Arsenal's at home and all that. So I do think once we get one under our belts, locks out with snowball.
Cool. Right, we'll leave it there. And it's been great having you on, Ashley, again. It's hotting up, so I guess you're going to be busy, you know, in pre-season and that. So
yeah.
Is work sending you to Australia or not?
Touch wood, Roy. I've managed to do that one. Yeah, touch wood. I'm sorting that out tonight, to be fair. I've got to get a visa. So I'm in the process of doing that. It's 6 nights in Brisbane, up to Townsville for the Brisbane Roar game, and then over to Perth. So 12 nights. The missus is fuming. I'm in the doghouse. So, yeah.
Need anyone to carry your laptop for you?
Well, I managed. Certainly some company over there. So, yeah, jump on board, hopefully. But missus is fuming. But hopefully I can do the business and just report for you guys, really, man, on the ground and that. And that's it.
Unless Villa show it on the highlight or the thing, that Villa TV, then, you know, it's going to be hard to watch it, isn't it? So,
yeah.
You know, be great to hear what it's like and that, and behind the scenes and that. So
yeah,
it'll be good. So thanks for coming on. Hope everyone's enjoyed it, and up the Villa.
Nice one, lads.